Welcome back to Who's Talking, segment two of tonight's show, discussing the hiring of Mike London and other activities over in Charlottesville on the athletic side. We are joined by Sean Moore on the telephone. We have Tim Sherman in studio, Jim Hobgood alongside co-host Frank Maloney. And Tim, we're going to give you an opportunity to ask a quarterback-to-quarterback question about the hiring of Mike London.
My pleasure. And first off, I'd like to note that Sean's excitement, and Sean would never say this, but Sean probably is the face of Virginia football. And in the late 80s and early 90s, he put us on the map and brought the success number one ranking in the country for a little while. So to hear Sean speak like he has of Coach London, I think that says a lot. Sean, during your tenure and mine as well, we were both fortunate enough to be part of a ACC championship team. So what do you see lies ahead for Coach London to get back to hopefully many of those in the near future?
Well, you know, I think he's definitely a monumental task in front of him. He's got to go in and evaluate the current players that we have on the roster. And as well, you know, you don't want to fall behind the eight ball in terms of recruiting. So it was great to see that we had a commitment from a quarterback from Miami. I don't know a lot about him, but I'm going to do a little bit of research and find out, you know, a little background about him. But everything I've heard thus far is he's supposed to be a really good player. And I think he's got a, you know, that's the one thing George had during my tenure. I would say when I first arrived, there was really a stable of quarterbacks. And every year we would sort of pass the torch to one another. Mikowski to CQ, CQ to myself to Matt Blunden, and on and on and on. So I think it'd be great to get back to having quarterbacks that are experienced and are ready to go when the next guy graduates. And so he's got a huge task on hand, but, you know, obviously he's got to put his staff in place and evaluate the coaches that he's bringing in right now. But he's got a lot on his plate right now. But like I said, Timmy, I'm truly excited, and anything I can do to help the program, I'm going to be right there to support the guy.
Sean, let me ask you a question. I know we've talked before about your son, who I think is a tight end. So you're a parent of a young man coming along through the schooling process. How would you view a Mike London coming to your home to recruit a son to play football at Virginia?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I was watching. I wasn't fortunate enough to be at the press conference. I was on the other West Coast. But, you know, when I was watching the press conference, I thought Mike had five kids. I didn't realize he had seven kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe to say he knows kids. But, you know, I talked to my son about it when the hire was made. I said to my son, Michael, that, you know, is this the type of guy you think he could play for? And he didn't know a lot about London. He knew that when he was at Virginia, he was a defensive line coach and knew of his background at Richmond. And, you know, my son immediately said, yeah, this is a guy I could play for. And so that I think that speaks, you know, tons in terms of what my son thinks of Coach London, and not even knowing his, you know, really knowing the guy, having an opportunity. He met Coach London when he was recruiting for Virginia when he came through DeMatha. But my son's excited. I'm excited. And, you know, I think Mike is the type of guy that can go in the home and relate to the parents. And definitely he's the type of guy that can sell the program, because if you look at his background, he's been in a lot of places that have put the emphasis on academics. Look at Boston College, William & Mary, Richmond, UVA. Those are schools that are high academic schools. And you know, being at a high-profile school up here in D.C. at St. Albans, you know, those are the type of schools that our kids tend to attend.
I know Frank's got a question. I was just going to make a comment. You know, I've told Tim and Frank, I didn't really know Coach London that well when he was in Charlottesville, because I was more on the basketball side. During the 2 years he was at Richmond, my wife is on the faculty over there. She had several football players of his in her classes. As a consequence, I had numerous opportunities to interact with Coach London over the last couple of years. And I can tell you, he is just charismatic, energetic, but yet he has a grace about him. He cares about his kids. And I felt bad of really advocating him to go to Charlottesville, because I knew all the Richmond people would hate me for doing it. But I just think he is the logical and just a terrific choice to lead our program.
Sean, after that editorial for Jim, you know,
it was a quality editorial, though.
I know. I thought it was great. Just kidding. Hey, some information that was shared with me today by Sabre recruiting analyst Chris Horn. He said that Fork Union head coach John Schumann said that Coach London will meet with Morgan Moses, the the giant offensive tackle recruit. Tomorrow, Moses has to take the ACT here. Let's see here. Got this wrong. Yep, we'll take the ACT this weekend. He reports that Moses is still leaning towards Virginia. He also reports that offensive lineman Cody Wallace is going to stay for the full year at Fort Kenyon and is a bona fide, serious Wahoo down the road. The quarterback that you were trying to remember, his name is Michael Strauss.
That is correct.
From Gulliver Prep down in Miami, Florida. Strauss is 6'3", 215, and he played for former UVA linebacker Earl Sims in high school. He's on track to graduate this month and hopes to gain January enrollment at UVA.
Wow.
I think that's interesting. And, Will Hill this year did the same thing, and I think that's worked out reasonably well for UVA. But I just want to share that information. Question I would throw to you is this. The biggest question, I think, is how does London's background make him uniquely qualified to build a strong staff, repair relationships on the high school level, improve media relations, and attract the fan base back to Scott Stadium?
Yeah, could you answer that one in 30 seconds or less? Just kidding.
Well, I tell you what, I think he's already rejuvenated the program because everyone I know is excited. And I think, we all know he has a lot of work to do. But I think the kids, once they start spring ball, will realize they'll feed off of his enthusiasm. Now, we obviously won't be able to know how good we are by the end of spring football. But I tell you what, by the end of spring football, we're going to have a certain excitement level, and we'll find out exactly, what we're playing with on the offensive side of the ball, what's our scheme, what's our technique defensively. So all those things will be answered once spring ball is completed, and we'll see, the type of coaches that we're working with. But, I tell you what, it's really an exciting time right now for Virginia football, and I haven't felt this way in a long time, probably since I signed my national letter of intent to attend Virginia in 1985. So, needless to say, I'm truly, truly excited.
Sean, I want to follow up on a point you made there about spring ball, and maybe this wasn't in your case, but typically the guys on the team dread spring ball. It's 2 or 3 weeks of long practices. You're not playing against anyone else but your team. So it wasn't the most fun by any stretch of the imagination. But now it's pretty much an open tryout for starting positions. There'll be new defense, new offense, I assume, and all the guys are going to have to come in and really put effort into it come the spring. If these guys can get early enrollment that Frank mentioned, some of these recruits, they could have a chance to come out and play early on as well. So it'll be an interesting and exciting time come March and April.
That's the great thing about hiring a new coach is all those points are extremely accurate. Every position is pretty much up for grabs. Coach London is coming to this thing not knowing, who the quarterbacks are and who the running backs are. So, if you're a Rico Smalls who, hasn't really touched the field, this is your opportunity to shine. This is your opportunity to go out and say, hey, I want to compete for the starting position. Strauss coming in, I hope he graduates and he's able to get into the system in January and start school because it'll put him ahead of the incoming freshman next year.
Sean, I mean, Frank talked a little earlier about the speed with which they chose Coach London, and I think that indicates he was the number one man on their radar all along. But the advantage of it is that he has an opportunity to come in and get back out on the recruiting trail and hopefully not lose a recruiting year, which would really delay the rebuilding of the program.
I totally agree with that. And, one thing I'd like to mention as well is, I read some of the fans' comments just in various, publications and so forth. It really irritates me sometimes when fans are like, oh, I wish we had have gone with a guy with a little more reputation. Here's a young, energetic guy in terms of coaching years. Mike's 49, but he's young in terms of coaching years. And here's a guy who's energetic. He's been at a number of programs. He's put in his time. He went to the NFL, came back to college. It irritates me sometimes when some of our fans or even some of the football expert people, they don't want to give some of these assistant coaches opportunities. I mean, here's a guy who's definitely put in his time, is well-deserving of an opportunity, won a national championship in his first year and had a team, in the quarterfinals this year. How can you not, pull for a guy like that and want him want to give him another opportunity at a 1A program like UVA.
I think Frank has a question. I just have a comment. You know, back in my political days, we used to say if you started passing out ice water in hell, somebody would complain about it. So I think, you know, you got to look at those people complaining about Coach London in the same way.
Sean, some information that I've gathered from a number of inside sources, we understand for a variety of reasons that it is by and large assumed that Coach London will keep Anthony Poindexter on staff. Tim Sherman here tells us that Coach Price will be a fixture in the administration on some level, and that keeps some continuity in terms of the recruiting right now. There are rumors concerning bringing Musgrave back for the offensive coordinator job, Corwin Brown to come back and either help with defense or special teams. And the one rumor that is just everywhere right now is that former U of R, VMI, and now Miami Dolphin coach Jim Reed is going to come back to Charlottesville and come to Charlottesville. What do you think of some of those pieces of news, as well as the fact that it is widely assumed that the, I believe the U of R defensive line coach, who is the recruiting coordinator at U of R, I think his name is Hanson, is expected to join Mike up in Charlottesville soon.
You know, I know Mike has a lot on his plate right now, and it's really tough when you have to you have guys that are currently kind of up in the air. I mean, you look at the Richmond staff, and you know those guys. Some of those guys could be out of work right now, and you look at the Virginia staff where everyone was let go, and you know he has to evaluate both of those staffs, people he wants to bring with him, people that he would like to retain from Virginia, and then you know. It's nothing like fresh blood. When you see some of these NFL general managers come in, they bring in their coaches, and those coaches bring in guys that they're familiar with. So, you know, I know it's a tough task, but Mike's got to bring people that he feels like will help revive the program, help rejuvenate the program, and also know what they're talking about football-wise, because you know this is an important task that he has on his hands. So. He's got to bring in the right fit for almost every position.
Yeah, Sean, how quickly do you think he needs to do that?
I think it's going to happen in the next week or so. I think it's that crucial that it gets done pretty quickly because, you know, you definitely want to have all of your geographical areas covered recruiting-wise, and I think you don't want to lose anything. I mean, I look at an area like D.C. who, you know, Poindexter has been recruiting and, you know, there's so much talent up here. There's so many guys right now up in the air in terms of what they're going to do. So, you know, I don't think you want to lose too much time as it relates to recruiting and putting your staff in place.
All right. I think we may go ahead and go to our second break. Frank and I genuinely thank Tim Sherman for coming into studio. And, Sean, we thank you again for being our guest on the phone. Look forward to talking again as things move forward with the Virginia football program. And for our listeners, we'll be back in a couple of minutes following these messages.